Yeah, so is your list not that golden goose all those gurus keep screaming at you that it is? Here's why.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Now let's get to it.
Welcome back, my inbox besties, Kate Doster here of katedoster.com, and I am super excited to be in your ear holes today, guys. And before we go ahead and kick off the show, all about why your email list is not that golden goose that all those gurus keep screaming at you all the time, but actually just a giant pain in the butt, I want to go ahead and take a really long pause to give a big warm thank you to all of my inbox besties, you guys, you listeners. You guys have been sharing this with your friends. You've been tagging me on places. Our download numbers grow literally every single day, just more and more and more. And I'm just so thankful that you have decided to spend your most valuable resource, which is time, hanging out here with me. I mean, granted, you could be doing some chores or running some errands or at the gym, but I just am so appreciative of your time and brain space. And go ahead and keep on sharing. If you haven't done so already on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, go ahead and leave a rating and review. They actually made it a lot easier. So if you're listening to us on the podcast player, you just swipe up and then you can actually leave a rating and review. A lot of people are leaving ratings, lots of 5 stars, but not a lot of people are leaving reviews. And it would just mean the world to me if you put a little bit of social proof. Don't let this be your best kept secret. I know a lot of people are like, well, but if everyone does what you're doing, then it'll be less effective. Honestly, guys, there's like 19 billion people roughly in the world and on the internet. Trust me, guys, it's okay to share this with a friend and you will seem like the hero because you turn them on to such a super hot resource. So today's episode is actually sponsored by the Lucrative List free series. So if you head on over to katedoster.com/LL, I went ahead and put a link in the show notes. This is a series of 3 live classes that I am running on March 21st at 9 p.m. This first one is called A Little Less Big Profit, where I am going to give you basically all of my best tips and tricks I have not shared anywhere else besides in my paid program on how you can make lots of monies with what's considered a teeny tiny list. The second class is going to be on March 26th, also at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that one is how to write sales emails that are dripping in personality and, of course, cash. If you guys were hanging out with me at the Rebel Boss Summit, it is a version of that presentation, but I put some extra tips and tricks and a little bit of Kate flair on there. And our last one to be wrapping up our Lucrative List series is on March 28th, also again at 9 p.m. There's replays available for 24 hours, so just sign up for it. And that particular one is 3 emails that you need in your welcome series and 3 emails that you need in your funnels. Because I understand that everyone is ready for a full-fledged funnel, and I also understand that people that have funnels also kind of drop the ball. And after someone goes through their initial funnel of their freebie, they don't send them stuff or they don't have a plan to really nurture them and put them sort of in their ongoing emails. So these trainings are jam-packed, guys. They're actually going to be sliding in to Love Your List as a bonus in my business building bundle. What? So I'm very excited. So I don't want you to think like this is all fluff and filler. Like, this is legit stuff that I'm teaching in my paid course, which, of course, Love Your List doors open, go figure, this Thursday, March 21st. Head on over to loveyourlist.co to get on the wait list. Or if you sign up for the series, you'll actually get a link to join as well, guys. You're definitely going to want to do so early because I'm giving away some fast action bonuses. What? So, guys, without further ado, I mean, I'm assuming right now you went over to katedoster.com/LL and you're putting in your information for the webinar series. But if you're still hanging out with me here, I'll go ahead and just wait a second so you can fill that out. Okay, so we're in podcast mode. So I realize you can multitask while you're actually filling out your info. We're going to go ahead and dive right in, guys. So these are the 7 biggest reasons that I have found that email lists are failing you. Like, and to be honest with you, it's not your fault. Like, I'm just gonna straight up say it. It's not your fault until it is. So up until this point, every single blogger or marketer or like just everyone is always telling you to grow your list. If you don't have a giant list, you're a giant loser face who's gonna die alone and no one's gonna care because you suck. Like, that is what you are getting at all the time. And if you go and just search like how to list build or list building tips, you're going to find a million articles, but you're not going to find one that's actually going to tell you how to nurture your people. So that way you open up their hearts, wallets, and minds. Okay. And so that's really what Love Your List is all about. So the reason why I think people just focus really towards list building is because there's a million tactics that you can throw out there and try. I mean, honestly, y'all, give away a free iPad and you could have a list of 10,000 people by tomorrow. Are they going to do anything for your traffic? No. Are they going to open up your stuff? No. Are they going to buy from you? No, because they're garbage list of people. I'm not saying they're garbage people. I'm just saying you attracted a list of people that, well, they're going to do nothing for you. And that actually brings us to reason number one. Why your email list is, a pain in the butt instead of your golden goose. And that is that your freebies might be irresistible. Your freebies being that free gift that you give to someone in order to hop on your email list, but they're literally repelling buyers. I cannot tell you how much horrible advice I have read on blogs and podcasts. Oh my God, Facebook groups, don't even get me started. When people are like, oh, but I don't know what to create my freebie for. And they give out the worst information ever. It's like, there is a very specific type of freebie and topic that you need to cover if you ever plan on making a dime with your email list. And while I know that your greater purpose in life is to make an impact on this world and to help people feel amazing and feel like a badass and make it so they finally lose weight or they're a badass knitter, that they do canning so that way they feel like they're giving their family wholesome foods year round, the point being, you need to make sure that you are attracting the right people. And an irresistible freebie is actually going to be hurting you. Again, who doesn't want a free iPad? Like, I'm down. But if you happen to be selling me a fitness program at the end of this, obviously I'm going to unsubscribe and call you a spammer face because it has nothing to do with anything that you talked about. Okay, so that's really step one, is you need to make sure that your freebie is aligned with even potential products that you're thinking of down the line. Or if you want to go another route and you want to sell affiliate stuff, you can. So like, I have my launcher blog and I have my blog planner. And for those, both of those funnels, if you will, but I really call them educational series, they lead to all affiliate products because I have no desire to create a blogging course. I've got a friend who did that and she's amazing. So I put that in there. I've got SiteGround links. I have other tools and resources that I use that I know can help other people who are starting to strategize more with their blog. So keep that in mind. Speaking of freebies, guys, that brings us to number two. And if you guys had noticed, my voice is still kind of back, but it's not all there. So this isn't the typical audio that you hear, but I had to record this podcast episode for you guys. So the second reason why your email list is a pain in the butt and not that golden goose is because you're not selling free. So the first mistake with freebies is people just think that they just slap together anything and they're not actually thinking even like two steps ahead, guys. You don't have to think like months in advance, but you need to think to yourself like, why would I put together like a packing list for how to travel with toddlers if that has nothing to do with any way that I can make money in the future? Because then your email list is just a giant black hole. Like, it makes no sense. Where can you really go from there? Just make that a blog post, okay? But people think that when they create a free mini course or challenge in particular, or even this free launcher list series, just because I'm attaching the word free to it does not mean that I don't have to put the time and effort in to explain to people why it's valuable and why it's worth their time. Because people are paying you with one of their most valuable assets, their email address and their attention. Because I know there are courses and courses and books on this stuff about like inbox management and all this sort of stuff, guys, but email isn't dead. Bad email is dead. That is what lucrative list free series is going to help you circumvent. And that's really the hook of this particular lucrative list series. Yeah, it has a cool, fun alliteration name, but I am selling free the entire time. I am treating my freebie as a paid offer because if I don't get you to sign up for this freebie, or if you don't choose to sign up for this freebie, I can't do anything else. Like, you can't see the amazing stuff on my thank you page that I have. You can't actually get access to 3 free templates when you share with friends. You cannot get my emails about Love Your List going onward. You cannot get access to these trainings. So you need to make sure that you're not just like free cheat sheet, what to pack on the suitcase. Like, why would it matter? What is the purpose? How is having this checklist going to make me a badass at traveling with my kids? So you need to find a hook. You need to give them another reason to click subscribe. Not that you should ever have subscribe on your buttons, for the record, don't do that. Those are for the other people, not us, because we are the 10% of the 10% of the 1% that know how to do email marketing correctly because you listen to this show. So make sure you're blatantly saying in those headlines, in those subheadlines, on your landing page, your opt-in form, everywhere, what makes this thing special. And do not think just because they sign up for your freebie, they're going to consume it. That welcome email is key in getting them to actually consuming something that you should probably be putting more time in than you actually do your paid product. Spoiler alert, it is true. So the third reason why your email list is just sucking life out of you, and it's like, oh, I have to, or it's just like driving you bonkers, is because you're just sending stuff willy-nilly. And usually what accompanies that is your welcome series is usually still half written in your Google Docs. Maybe you don't have a funnel, or maybe after someone, say, goes through your welcome series, maybe you did actually sit through and put one together. You've read some other blog post or listened to some other podcast on that, but then nothing happens. And like you yourself, because this is all about knowing yourself, you don't actually send emails on the regular, or spend too much time has passed and then stuff feels awkward. So you don't kind of do anything, or like, okay, so you've got a couple of different freebies, but your weekly newsletter, it might not be relevant to all your subscribers. So you don't really have a game plan here, okay? The thing is that it does not take a rocket science degree to be able to sit down for 10 minutes and put together a plan of what kind of emails that you want to send that's going to help you fuel your business and make your subscribers' lives better. Because if you make people feel like a badass, if your emails are entertaining, and I'm not talking about being funny and hilarious, like my legendary poop email with all of my poop puns, which were amazing, by the way, you can just be, you know, sharing insightful stories, things that are aspirational, random facts they might not know about. Don't make your emails Wikipedia. Make them a letter to a friend who's also just obsessed with your topic as you are, okay? Who want to talk about this. Like, I cannot tell you how many times I want to talk to my husband about like a cool copywriting training that I've done, or maybe something my subscribers have had happen. And he just kind of rolls his eyes. It's not that he's condescending. It's not that he's not supportive, but he just doesn't get it. So I want you to think of writing these emails as writing letters to friends, but you're just not sending them as willy-nilly as say you would, I don't know, a random snap of you watching Psych on USA. Just saying. So the fourth reason that your emails are not really landing the way they should be is if you're waiting for a magic number before you actually start sending newsletters or telling people about paid offers. I can't tell you how many people have asked me this question. How many people should I have on my list before I email them? The answer is one, guys, one. And the person on there is you. You should be getting into the habit of writing emails, of setting up these welcome series, of setting up your funnels, your educational series, your affiliate autoresponders, all of those funness. You need to get into the habit of doing it now. Now, the thing is that if someone subscribes to your list and there's only 10 people, unlike in a Facebook group, they've got no idea how many people are on your email list. So you need to treat those 10 people like they're literally the most important 10 people in the world. Treat them like you would if they'd be 10,000. And if you're nervous about your writing and you're nervous about what to say, wouldn't you rather get your sea legs with only 10 people who could technically be embarrassed or annoyed by your stuff? Not that they're going to, especially when you hear the next reason. Like, that's the stuff that I want you to be thinking about. You should be sending emails consistently. I say once a week, very bare minimum. You need to send it every other week or have autoresponders so that way you are constantly in people's inboxes so they remember who you are and that you're their favorite, okay? So the next reason why you're not having that golden goose experience that everyone keeps telling you about is because every single email you write sounds like a really bad Justin Bieber song, because everything you say is sorry. So sorry for all those people that are now have that Justin Bieber song stuck in the head. But I swear to cow, y'all, this is a big problem. If you are apologizing for emailing people, if you are apologizing because it has been too long, if you are apologizing because you're sending a sales email or yet another sales email, how are people ever going to be confident in telling their friends about you, in slapping your buy buttons, if you are not confident about your presence in there? And this one actually feels right over to the fact that you need to have a little plan. Again, I'm not talking like this master, like if they do this, then they do that, and then I send this email, that email, that email. I'm not talking about those funnels. Those funnels are stupid at this point in time, guys. You need to have a 5-minute plan of, okay, I'm sending 4 emails this month. Here are the 4 things I'm going to send. I'm golden, okay? Because this all really boils down to the next reason, and that is you don't realize people actually want to hear from you. Like, if I did not want to hear from people, I wouldn't have signed up for your freebie in the first place. And spoiler alert, if I wanted the freebie but didn't want to hear from you, I would have unsubscribed right after I got it, okay? And I know everyone's like, oh, I hate that, or what could I have done differently? It's just the mood that people are in. But if people wanted to hear about how to do canning or how to have a latte every single day and still fit it into their pants or still have their budget work, or they want to learn about manifesting or about sewing, like, I don't care. They signed up because they want to hear from you about it. This is a topic that they're interested in, and it is your job to pick up the ball and run with it. It is your job to stand out in their inbox as the person that they want to hear about. Am I the only person that talks about email marketing? No. Am I the only marketing podcast you listen to? No. Am I the only business person ever you listen to? No. But I am willing to bet 9 times out of 10 that I am your favorite, okay? And to be honest with you guys, it's not that hard to become someone's favorite. You don't have to have a big, robust personality like yours truly. You do not have to send poop emails. You do not have to call people stupid, idiot-faced losers to be their favorite. You just have to accept in your mind that people want to hear from you, okay? And if you go ahead and you get an unsubscribe, that's not a slap in the face. This is not equal to your self-worth. You are worth a million bajillion dollars. Some people, honestly, I know I do it, where once a quarter, I'll sit down and I'll like unsubscribe from everything except for two things, like literally everything. It has nothing to do with the person. It's just because I'm in the mindset of decluttering. And then 9 times out of 10, I'll probably end up resubscribing to a couple of those other people's lists because I will miss their emails, okay? So people want to hear from you, especially when you are focused on making them feel like a total badass at whatever you are teaching. They're going to be a badass mom. They're going to be a badass marketer. They're going to be able to have that shot, that Beyonce like hair toss moment. If you guys have seen my email about this, and if you haven't, you will. Trust me, that is what your ultimate goal is. And when you go into writing every email like that, they're going to love you. They're always going to want to read your stuff. Now, have I gotten people that have replied back to my emails? I send a lot of emails, and y'all, it maybe happens like once every 3 weeks. Now, the poop email of all the poop emails, I got so many replies back of people saying how much they loved it. It was ridiculous. I only got one person. They weren't even that mad. They didn't even say like this was inappropriate. That it was like, I don't know, like a, not a side compliment, but it was more like, you know, Pat Flynn wouldn't have described it this way. It's like, well, I'm not Pat Flynn, so I don't care. The only time in recent history that I have gotten hater mail was when my subject line was like, hey, Home Slice, what's going on? And the lady's like, I can't believe you called me Home Slice. I have to unsubscribe. I literally laughed so hard. I couldn't. And if the Home Slice lady is watching, like, ironically, because you can check out what people do in your email service provider. She read the poop email a couple of times, but that one was fine. But the second I used Home Slice, which y'all know I use Home Slice constantly, that offended her. But that's fine. She wasn't my people. I don't want her on my list. The thing is, guys, is that being on your email list is a privilege. And that is another one of these points. So I think technically we've got 8. If you are not treating your email list as the privilege, and they are lucky that you are allowing them to be on there, well, you're going to have some issues going on there. You're going to have some issues. So let's just do a quick recap before we dive into the last one. So the first one, guys, and these aren't in any particular order, is that you need to realize that people actually want to hear from you. Being on your list is a privilege. The second one is if you're waiting for some magical number before you launch something or tell people about paid products or even send your first newsletter, one, the person is one. That's all you need on your list is one. You. I don't care if it's your mom's on there. You. Start sending emails. Start getting bad to it. The next one is that your emails are sounding like a bad Justin Bieber song because you're always apologizing for something. Sorry it's been so long. Sorry I'm sending sales emails. Sorry you've gotten 2 emails from me in a week. Oh, stop apologizing, okay? The fourth one is that you're sending stuff willy-nilly. Maybe your welcome series is half done. It's not actually written. Maybe after your initial sales funnel, because say maybe you did a course that leads to something or you have a freebie and then, you know, your 9-part funnel like I taught you, but then nothing happens for people because you don't send weekly emails and you don't have like something to prove to them that you're not going anywhere. The next one is that your freebie might be irresistible, like those iPads, but it's literally repelling buyers. The next one, guys, is of course, you are not selling the free. Just because you're giving away a free course, a free PDF, a free checklist, even free stock photos, does not mean that that is enough. That is not the only selling point. That is not the only crutch. Like when I talk about scarcity and urgency, when we talk about on our masterclass on Tuesday about how to write sales emails, scarcity, countdown timers, that FOMO pressure is salt, guys. That is the salt that enhances the flavor of your food, of your content. That's like shoving a piece of salt at somebody and just being like, hey, eat this plate of salt and forgetting the french fries, okay? So you can't just salt people with this free aspect. You've got to actually give them the meat and potatoes. And the very last one, guys, which I'm going to help you fix when you sign up to the lucrative list. Serious, guys, when you sign up, you get access to all three trainings. There's going to be 24-hour replays after every single one of them before they're sliding into Love Your List. Of course, if you invest in Love Your List, and you get them forever, lifetime access, but that is not the point. The very last reason why, my friends, your email list is not this golden goose. Instead, it's a pain in the butt that you hate is because every time you flip into sales mode, you start channeling a used car salesman or exclamation point slapping people, and you karate chop them across the face with countdown timers. So as you see, this one flows in really nicely to the last example we were talking about how free is not a selling point and how countdown timers were not a selling point. Exclamation points are not a selling point. You cannot make people feel excited about your offer by putting everything in caps locks. All that proves to me is you've got no confidence in your offer. You don't know how that can make my life better, and you are so focused on yourself and your own bottom line that it is not going to work. The thing is, and spoiler alert, because I'm going to tell you this on Tuesday, there's no such thing as a sales email. Every single email is a sales email because you are selling the fact that you get them. You are selling the fact that you are the go-to source. You are selling the fact you deserve to be in that inbox. You're selling them to the fact that you can make them a badass, and here is how. Every single email you send is a sales email. Whether or not you're asking for a credit card, that is an entirely different story. But when you start getting in the mentality that I am going to focus every single email I write, whether I ask for cash or not, is how I make them feel like a badass, whether or not they come with me along for this ride, amazing things are going to happen. And my sales emails very, 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 very rarely, I mean like ever, do you see an exclamation point. And why? And I'm going to tell you, I got this from Ramit Sethi, and you're going to hear me say this a million times. Do you hear anybody yelling in Alexis ad? No, they're yelling in a used car salesman ad. I don't want you to treat your product like a crappy used car. I want you to treat your products, your offers, your affiliate deals as something that is truly going to make their lives better. Whether it is preventing them, whether it is a shortcut to something, you need to be able to learn to express why you are excited for the people to get the results, not excited for your offer to come out, guys, okay? So that's a little preview of what we're gonna be talking about throughout the Lucrative List series, which of course you guys can get on by heading on over to katedosser.com/LL. Now, if you are listening to this and it is past March 28th, when the series is officially closed, I'm sorry, guys, I may or may not bring it back again when Love Your List opens. You might be able to catch me on a webinar here or there with one of these topics because there might be floating around there. But unfortunately, this is very time sensitive. If you want to get access to this information, if you want to be able to get the replays for 24 hours for Frizzle, you're going to have to head on over to katedosser.com/LL right now. Sign up for that list. When you do, you're going to get sign up links for all three classes. You can't just pick one, y'all. You get all three. So if there's one or two you want to skip, that's fine. I mean, I wouldn't personally, but make sure you get on over to that list because I cannot tell you if I'm going to bring back this series. And if I am, y'all, I might probably just bring it back as a paid product. I can't lie to you. So definitely hop on the list now. Bring your notebook. You're going to need, I don't know, probably at least two number two pencils and some pens because there's a lot of notes. Again, this is actual training that is going inside of my course. You just get a chance to see it created for free. And I will see you guys next week.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedosser.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.